In Colombia, there's a widening scandal over the ties between politicians and right-wing paramilitary death squads, and it's shedding light on a horrific chapter in the country's long civil conflict, the murder of union members, sometimes by hitmen working with the government's secret police. As NPR's Juan Ferreira reports from Santa Marta, Colombia, the disclosures not only have repercussions inside the country, they are also threatening a proposed free trade pact between Colombia and the U.S.
Zuli Codina's neighborhood, small, well-kept homes packed tight, ice cream shops, open-air eateries, is always hopping. It was like that one morning in 2003 when she kissed her husband, Rafael Sanchez, and their two boys goodbye and unlocked this metal gate leading to the sidewalk. She took a few steps. Her husband still remembers what happened next, like it was yesterday.
There were young guys who killed her. They were waiting for her. Then we heard the shots.
Sanchez rushed outside.
I came out and found her dead. I found her lying here with her handbag and her cell phone.
The death of Zuli Codina, mother, hospital worker, and union member, barely registered at the time. But now, investigators have learned through confiscated documents and a star witness that she'd been on a secret police list of union activists, a list that was handed over to the paramilitaries. The paramilitaries, illegal armed militias, were formed by landowners and drug traffickers to battle leftist guerrillas. They also embarked on a generation-long dirty war against the left, including union members. Hundreds died. The coastal city of Barranquilla is known for its colonial churches, grand mansions, and docks. It's also been the epicenter of the murder of union members. The Attorney General's office says the hitmen usually worked off motorcycles. One man drives, the other shoots. That's how Rafael Correa de Andres, a much-beloved university professor and union member, was killed. His sister, Magda Correa, who's fighting to expose the truth, said the family learned that her brother's name had been on a secret list put together by the intelligence service, the DAS.
It's completely logical. The whole setup comes from the DAS, and so the DAS had to have a list. The DAS was keeping track of those who bother them.
Prosecutors have already charged the director of the DAS, Jorge Noguera, with ties to the paramilitaries. That's been embarrassing to President Álvaro Uribe. Noguera had run Uribe's 2002 presidential campaign in a northern state, and Uribe named him to head the DAS. Álvaro Morales, a top union leader, said the evidence proves what union members have said for years, that paramilitaries worked in concert with the state to eliminate union members who denounced abuses or corruption.
A country where the secret police chief is involved with paramilitaries is the worst thing in the world.
In the U.S. Congress, many who follow Colombia and are wrangling with the Bush administration over a trade pact with Uribe's government believe Colombia needs to do much more to protect union members. Representative Sander Levin is a Michigan Democrat who chairs a trade subcommittee. He'd like hearings to discuss paramilitary government ties in Colombia.
You can't say that your laws are in order when people who are trying to represent workers are killed.
The Colombian government says it's made the protection of union members a priority. In the 1990s, 200 activists were murdered in some years. Last year, it was 72. Speaking by cell phone from a farm outside the capital, Vice President Francisco Santos explains that he regularly meets with union leaders. He says there's a new unit to investigate union murders, and three times as much money has been dedicated to offering government protection.
Every day that a labor leader was killed, the first call I got was from the president saying, what the hell happened? What are you guys doing? Put reward to find out who they are. And day in and day out, we were working in those cases.
For the Barrero family in coastal Barranquilla, it's too late. Carlos Barrero, an official with the hospital workers' union, was slain in 2003. No one has been arrested. Barrero's widow, Ibeth Verdugo, stands just inside their house on a busy street. She and her three children are barely getting by. Imagine, she said, what it's like to lose someone you've lived with 24 years. It's hard. It's hard. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Santa Marta, Colombia.